previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Global markets have cratered following worse-than-expected U.S. inflation figures. Inflation in the U.S. up by a tenth of a percent in August month-on-month and not as low annually as had been forecast and expected. 8.3% in August from 8.5% in July, but not the 8.1% which the market had anticipated. Immediately, stock markets tanked, bond yields and the dollar rose. Everyone now certain that the U.S. Central Bank, the Fed, will raise interest rates by another 0.75% when it meets next week. Yes, this is the U.S. inflation rate, and we're talking about U.S. interest rates, but we know that these things ripple around the world, including all the way to here on the southern tip. The Rand dropped 1% against the stronger dollar, and it's fallen further overnight. The JSE matched the declines on Wall Street, as did the FTSE in London. The JSE ended the day down 2.2%, that's both the all-share and top 40. London's FTSE down 1.2%, but it was in New York where the streets ran red. The Dow down just under 4%, the S&P 500 down 4.3%, the NASDAQ down 5.2%. These are the steepest single-day losses since the pandemic made its mark in June of 2020. And it continues this morning in the Pan-Pacific region. Tokyo down 2.5%, Sydney the same, Hong Kong down 2.7%. The US dollar has firmed almost exactly on par with the euro. The rand now 17.44 to the dollar, 17.43 to the euro, 20.06 to sterling. Gold has eased to just under $1,700 an ounce, platinum at $884, Bitcoin down nearly 5%, 20,347, and Brent crude oil also easier, back to just under $93 per barrel. And if all that wasn't bad enough, locally, mining production came in worse than expected. As Business Day puts it, the sector was hit by load shedding, the effects of logistical constraints, and higher production costs. It is the sixth consecutive month of declines in mining, hammered in July by particularly severe load shedding, with a fall of 8.4% year-on-year from 7.1% the previous month. Also in play, a prolonged strike at Sibanye-Stillwater, as well as Transnet's inability to get things like export coal to the ports. Economists had been expecting a dip, but no more than 5%. Remember, last year, the unexpected boom in mining gave Treasury about 100 billion rand in tax that had not been expected. This year, well, good luck with that.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.